Welcome back to State of the News. I'm Rick Hallett. Well, this week, a racetrack in southern Kentucky became the first in the state to install the instant racing game. It allows bettors to wager on the videos of previously run horse races. Opponents say it constitutes illegal gambling. And here to talk to us about it is Greg Hall of the Courier-Journal. Welcome back.
Hi.
I think this might be your first time with us.
Yeah. Maiden voyage.
Well, welcome to WFPL. Glad to have you. You've been, of course, covering this story. First of all, exactly what is instant racing? What happens when you play this game?
If you walk up to it, it looks just like a slot machine. It's a video slot machine. There's not mechanical spinning reels, but the graphics mimic that. You can walk up to it, put your money in, hit a couple buttons, and the machine would play like a slot machine, and you find out if you win or not. The other way to play it is put your money in, and it's based off of old horse races. Whether you win or not, and you don't know the identity of the horse race, but you can get some basic handicapping information that doesn't identify anything, but it might be trainer record at track in last year. And it's a pie chart, and if the one horse in the 10-horse field was the most successful, had the most successful trainer, then his pie chart would be the biggest, and you might punch his number. You punch three numbers, or you can get some handicapping helper. There's a button that gives you suggestions there too. Then you hit start and you find out if you won or not. The only thing you see of the horse race is about 3 seconds in the top right hand of the screen while the other traditional slot machine looking graphics play out elsewhere.
I see. Is this a popular game elsewhere?
It's been successful in Arkansas where it's in use at Oaklawn Park and a Greyhound track outside of near Memphis. And, you know, the Oaklawn folks credit it with saving Oaklawn when Louisiana had expanded gambling and they started to lose horses and patrons to Louisiana. And they also had the effects of Tunica, Mississippi's casinos. But, you know, in a place like Simpson County, where it sits on the Tennessee border and Tennessee only has a lottery, this might be Kentucky's best shot at instant racing, making a significant contribution. Churchill Downs here in Louisville, you know, they take a more deliberative view. I don't know what the right word is there, but they are not as convinced that in a more advanced gambling market like Louisville, where you have casinos on the Ohio River, you know, both in both directions, that players will come and play the game as much as they would a regular slot machine. I mean, there are some differences to it that, you know, you can walk up to a slot machine, and if you want to think it out, it's pretty hard to think it out. You just hit the button or pull the lever and go.
Mm-hmm.
This, there are more steps involved. If you want to do that. And that takes some getting used to, and that's probably why they're not as lucrative as a traditional slot machine.
So instant racing was actually approved by the Kentucky Racing Commission to be implemented at tracks here, but it's also being tested in the courts, correct?
Right. There is, when the Racing Commission approved the rules last July, at the same time the commission and the tracks filed a lawsuit just to have a court declare make sure that the law is legal or that the game is legal before, you know, people went to the expense. Kentucky Downs decided to do it anyway before the court case is ultimately decided. But a Franklin Circuit Court judge last December said it is pari-mutuel gambling because you're betting against other players playing at the same time rather than against the house as in a traditional slot machine. And the Family Foundation of Kentucky intervened. They say it is a slot machine and therefore is illegal. And they appealed the circuit court ruling to the Court of Appeals. And that could be months away before that's decided.
And Kentucky Downs just started using the games this week, correct?
They opened up on Thursday. And, you know, they did very little marketing by design because they wanted to get the kinks not worked out before, you know, big crowds mm-hmm. came. They wanted to get it up and running before their meet starts on September 10th, which is when they would have some of their bigger crowds. And I think the real marketing of it in Tennessee and around the region will come probably after their meet.
All right, Greg Hall with the Courier-Journal. Thanks for joining us, and we hope to have you back. Welcome to the program.
Thanks.